This is Dr. Lee dictating pre-operative history and physical patient Wesson, W-E-S-E-N, Carl, C-A-R-L, place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 5/25/2023, date of birth for this patient is 3/30/1928. Chief complaint, malfunctioning pacemaker, history of present illness. This is an elderly gentleman. He has been admitted to the Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab because of deconditioning with multiple medical problem, status post hospitalization with a syncope and acute heart failure and acute respiratory failure with hypoxia. Paroxysmal AFib. Patient was admitted to the rehab after the discharge from the acute hospital from John Hopkins. While in the nursing rehab, patient has been doing well with physical therapy. He has a few episodes of shortness of breath. He was managed well with diuretics. Subsequently, he was weaned off the diuretic and he has been saturating well, but he's still on oxygen. Today, when I saw the patient, he is doing well, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, because patient has a known pacemaker and he was evaluated by cardiology, Dr. Fred, F-R-E-D, Kuhn, K-U-H-N, and past pacemaker was, battery was seemed to be malfunctioning. So patient has been scheduled at Union Memorial Hospital for battery change and pacemaker evaluation. Past medical history. Syncope number 2, congestive heart failure number 3, status post pacemaker placement. History of paroxysmal AFib, pre-diabetes, hypertension, sick, sinus syndrome. Subsequently, had a pacemaker placement. A pleural effusion. Bilateral. Cognitive impairment. History of hyperlipidemia. History of chronic. Anemia in the past. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Married, live with his wife. The patient family is involved in his care. Current medication, albuterol nebulizer treatment, every 6 hours as needed for shortness of breath, vitamin D, 2000 units daily, Corag, 3.125 mg BID, diclofenac gel, both heel and ankle area, BID, PRN, 4-1 mg daily, Lasix, 20 mg daily, Latanoprost, eye drops, 0.005%, one drop at bedtime, both eyes, ladularum patch 5% to the left hip, potassium chloride, 40 MEQ daily, sinusoid/docusate daily, simvastatin 40 mg daily, spironolactone 25 mg daily.
Confused. 107, right?
Review of system no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GA, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital unit, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Cooperative, his memory is impaired, he's forgetful. His blood pressure is 134 over 68, pulse 65, temperature 98.0, Fahrenheit respiration 18 per minute, pulse oxygen 99%, head rhythmic, nomophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear under the discharge, moist mucous membrane, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, diminished pressure on the bases, no wheezing, no rail, heart SMS 2, paced rhythm, extremities, trace edema but no calf tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, forgetful. Moving all extremities equal. No focal deficit. Assessment, malfunctioning pacemaker with the batteries. Malfunctioning. Next lines. History of six sinus syndrome, required pacemaker placement. Next line, paroxysmal AFib. Next line, hypertension. Next line, arthritis. Next line, CHF with preserved ejection fraction. Next line, pleural effusion improved. Next line, plan of care. Patient has been evaluated by the cardiology. Plan for pacemaker VN and change of battery. Patient medically doing well. His recent lab done. Sodium 133, potassium 4.5. Coronary 97, CO2 34. BUN 18, creatinine 0.6. WBC 5.5, myocardium 12.8, Merkel 40.1. Patient is medically stable for the planned procedure. This is the end of the dictation. Thank you. Thank you.